Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening. The show tonight features the first hour of two-hour conversation with Professor Eve MacDonald, who teaches in Wales at the University of Cardiff. She has written a new history of Carthage, the famous, infamous Carthage. The quandary about Carthage is, why did Rome make it a centerpiece of not one, not two, but three Punic Wars? Why do we remember Carthage? Delenda est Carthago. Carthage must be destroyed again and again by Cato the Younger, echoing his grandfather's wish. Carthage must be destroyed. Why? What was it? Was it wicked? Was it dangerous? Had it put a curse on Rome? Had it defeated Rome unacceptably? No. Carthage was a merchant's dream. It lived and breathed finance, markets, capitalism. Didn't call it that. They were traders. Up and down the Mediterranean basin, out through the Pillars of Hercules. There's reason to believe that they ventured as far south as the Gulf of Guinea, which is the big circle. I mean, you hit, go outside of the Mediterranean into the Atlantic, a left, go round the big route of West Africa and come to the Gulf of Guinea. They went that far south. And stopping every night, trading or investigating all along the shoreline, because they didn't leave the sight of shore in those boats. That was what Carthage was. The meeting place for the contest between upstart, ambitious, extremely lucky Rome and Carthage was the island that's right in between. Look at your map. You'll see where Carthage is on the corner that turns of North Africa, and right between that and the boot of Africa is Sicily. And Carthage dominated the eastern half of Sicily, and Rome had pretensions to dominate the western half. West, east, have I got it right? Might have it backwards. I get lost when I'm in the Mediterranean basin. East is Jerusalem, west is the Atlantic. Carthage dominated the western part of Sicily. Rome dominated the eastern part, and the battle was over Syracuse, which had its own ambitions. And that was the beginning of the contest. At first, Rome was not a contestant in trade. It didn't have a fleet. It didn't do a lot of trade on the Mediterranean. It was a local success, subduing or persuading the tribes of the Italian boot, the whole peninsula. But it came to blows in the First Punic War. Carthage lost. In the Second Punic War, Carthage lost. And then the Third Punic War. When the Romans demonstrated their ability to learn quickly about how to make a fleet, how to fight at sea, they fought like infantry soldiers on the decks, and they had a ram at the front of their ships, their triremes, and that would afford them the ability to board the Carthaginian boats. But it was a war over 100 years, let's see. About 100 years. Now, we all remember Carthage because of Hannibal, because of crossing the Alps, which was as daring as you can imagine. And the loss of his army as they went over the Alps into Italy was ferocious. It was a tough passage. But he did it in order to keep Rome from harassing Carthage on the North African mainland. Well, that's geography and war fighting. What Carthage was best at is trade, making money, keeping accounts, transferring credit, building a beautiful harbor that was available to all comers. The Carthaginian ruins are there to inspect today. It was everything Rome was, plus. And Carthage was destroyed by Rome. And the story about them salting the wells and killing everybody, they're not untrue, although much of the storytelling resembles the Aeneid, which resembles the Iliad. So there were stories floating around between the 9th century and the 2nd century BCE that similar, throwing themselves into fire and accusing people of running away. Anyway, the first hour with Eve MacDonald on tonight's show. Yes, there's attention to the end of the treaty, the New START treaty, though there's said to be emergency negotiations, but they knew that day was coming and they didn't do anything beforehand. Neither Moscow nor Washington. The treaty started in 1972, and I speak to Andrea Stricker about the history of Cold War treaties over nuclear weapons, strategic weapons, the big stuff. Also attention to Latin America, especially Venezuela. But Mario Anastasio Grady gives attention to Panama. The Trump administration's claim that Panama is at risk from being taken over by China. Well, it never had much substance to it, but now it's gone forever because the Panamanian Supreme Court has ruled that the Chinese company that bought into the ports at either side of the canal was unacceptable, unconstitutional. They did it irregularly, and that bargain has ended. So the ports are no longer Chinese influence, even vaguely. And Panama is restored to its sovereignty. Mary Anastasia O'Grady from the Wall Street Journal joins to explain. There's much more to the show, but the Carthage part is what I recommend highly. And the book, Eve MacDonald's book, is available for all of you to enjoy. We can only touch on the chronology of it, even though we have 2 hours to talk about it. It's a wonderful story. Wonder if someday America will be remembered not as a warrior culture, but as a trader country, like the Carthaginians, make money. And then America, de lente est. Just science fiction. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.